finally on Racing HQ. I've been waiting to catch up and she's got off a plane. So that's the good news with Gay Ball. The team, Peter Ball, proud father and mum stayed at home. I think Peter's been battling the flu, but they won Saturday's Tab Highway with San Marco. Gay, congratulations to all concerned.
Thank you very much, Andrew.
What a thrill.
It was a great thrill.
I could sense in the after-race interview with Richard Haynes that you got, you know, emotional there for a few seconds. It takes a lot of effort, this, doesn't it?
It does. It doesn't matter if you're a one-horse trainer like we are or Chris Waller. Everybody has to put effort in.
Exactly. Well, has Peter got the flu?
Yes, he's been sick with the flu on and off for about a month.
And that was the reason why he obviously wasn't there.
Yes.
Yeah. How was he, or how was your mum and dad when you spoke to them?
Beside themselves. Emotionally over the moon.
Are they a couple that get up and about, you know, when they could have sensed that victory was yours?
I think mum nearly went through the television.
Because it was a big effort from where San Marco was down the straight, wasn't he? Really powered to the line.
Look, that's how we've worked out how to ride him now. Like last time in, he had 3 seconds in a row. He'd get to the leader and wouldn't pass. But so we had to try something different. So now it's sit last and no whip.
Well, the last three at Taree Coffs and now at Randwick, it's all been ridden the same way.
Yes.
What's the plan?
Look, we don't have a plan. He'll be angry with me because I've come home and left him in Sydney to get a truck. So he'll be angry with me when he gets home. Look, we don't have a plan, Andrew. We'll speak. I can tell you he's pulled up enormous. He hasn't left one scrap of food since he raced. And a big thanks to Jim and Greg Lees for having me and their staff at their stable.
And we should mention you're in the ownership here, aren't you?
That's even better. And I'm actually in the car with my other owner, Barry, and his wife, so that's even better.
Yeah, fantastic.
And a big thank you to my track work rider at home, Steve Sutcliffe. They don't get enough mention because without having a track work rider, I don't have a horse to work.
No, I understand. So where does Peter train from?
We have a little track at a place called Gladstone.
Yeah.
15 kilometres out of Kempsey towards Southwest Rocks.
Okay, but you stay at home and do all your work there?
We do all our work there because we have cattle on the racetrack and mum and dad mow and harrow and do all that needs to be done.
Fantastic. It's a team effort, and it sounds like it's a... You wanted to be a fly on their wall at home when it was all unfolding in front of them.
That's what I said. We should have put one of those little cameras. There.
Yeah, that's it. How proud are you going to be when you see them? I don't know where you are, whether you're driving home or not, but how proud are you going to be when you see them?
Oh, they'll be beside themselves. I think they'll be more prouder of the horse though when he gets home.
Yeah, understand. Well done to you, Gay. I just wanted to grab a few minutes. It's a magic moment when these stories evolve, and you just never know where San Marco could take you now.
No, you don't. You don't. Everything happens for a reason, so it's on and upwards.
Yeah, it is. Well done to you, Gay.
Thank you, Andrew.
Good on you. Gay Ball, one of the part owners of San Marco. Father and mum stayed at home. Peter's been struggling with the flu, as you've heard, and they had the joy of winning the Tab Highway. And that's what the Tab Highway races can offer. So many good stories like San Marco. That's our news hour, reflection hour of what happened over the weekend. What we're going to do after our news break is look forward. I always like looking forward. And Anthony Manton will join us to look at Wagga Wagga.